T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
The Jeff and Jen Show believes that there is comfort in numbers. So that means we need you to participate in the show to give comfort to two of our own.
All right, we're going to discuss this journey across the pond that Janine and Kelly take. Close your eyes, if you will. Unless you're driving, go do it then. Close your eyes, if you will, and imagine what it must be like to be inside the heads of Kelly Cheese and producer Janine, or as we also call her, J9. Take a deep breath and let's all journey there together.
Inside the brains. While they're thinking very hard.
It's more like while you're thinking very hard. I'm thinking so hard right now.
So hard.
I've got to go grocery shopping. Got to call Jeff back.
Feed the cat.
Got to make sure I post the blogs. There's so much to do today. Holy. You know.
Okay.
What's up?
Is it every time you guys think?
All the time.
Every time you're talking to yourself in your head, yep. You're in a British accent.
Yeah, like yesterday.
But you're kind of Australian.
A little bit, yeah. It teeters.
It's a lot more accurate in my brain than it is in real life.
Exactly.
Janine, with you, every time?
It started when I was a kid. I think because Hugh Laurie was one of my favorite first actors, and I found out he was British, and I watched all of his British sketch shows when I was a kid, and then I just got all British in my head.
Do you do that thing in the grocery store? Because I do this, where I walk up and I'm like, oh, they've got my favorite cereal.
Oh, these apples look delightful.
And I say it out loud. And people look at me like, oh, cool, she's British. Nope, just thinking out loud.
Yeah, when I'm alone, I try. Yeah.
Okay, how is it that this is A, so weird, and B, both of you do it?
I don't know. I don't even know how it came up yesterday.
Well, you asked me a question, Jeff, and I was like, nope, not me. And then I took my headphones off during the song, and I was like, does anybody else think in an accent? And me and Janine, like, power high-fived. Like, yes!
Righto!
All right, there's comfort.
Okay, so.
Comfort in numbers 404-263-0941. If you think in an accent.
Are you framing things like as though you're from the United Kingdom?
Nope. Just do it.
For me, sometimes.
Really?
I'm like, I'll walk down the street and I'm like, awesome. Wouldn't it be nice if this was a cobblestone? Just feels so cute and dainty today.
No, if it's like overcast and I'm thinking, then it really does kind of set the tone.
Oh, I want some tea and crumpets. I don't know what a crumpet is, but I want one.
All right. Are you guys, does it feel lonely in Great Britain right now? Because there's not one phone line right now.
Oh, no, we not really. No if calls. I'm really thinking about it, not really.
We're just too special for this place.
I do when I read. We were talking about this earlier. When I read, I'm reading, whether I'm reading out loud or in my head, I'm always reading in a British accent. Always. I don't know why.
It's so weird.
I've done this since I was a kid.
It's a call.
Go get it. Somebody's on the telly. Somebody's on the telly.
Calling for us.
So when you see British actresses and actors in interviews, do you feel like you are one of them? Like that's your people?
Well,
like if you see Kate Winslet, for instance, like sit, you know, in an interview talking about her life, you're like, yeah, I get you. You're my girlfriend.
Well, I definitely feel like I understand them better because I can speak in their accent, but I don't know. I don't ever really feel British, or Australian. I just think that way.
Now, does it change after you've been drinking?
Every phone line is lit.
Oh, well, when I'm drinking, it's just full on the whole time. If somebody brings it up, I'll be like, yeah, let's do it. And they'll be like, oh, here comes British Kelly. And I'll just kind of keep going. But that's just because liquid courage.
So the alcohol makes it more intense.
Yeah, and then it's definitely Australian versus British. For sure.
Because you've had one of those humongous cans of beer.
Exactly.
What are those called?
A point. She is a point, Danny, the boob.
Like Foster's. Right? Foster's? Oh, isn't that the big,
the
huge
green
beer?
And white cans?
It's Australian.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're talking about. She goes Australian when she's drinking.
Is it, how do I pronounce your name?
Jema.
Jema and McDonough is Kelly and Janine's British soulmate.
Yes. Actually, my best friend and I, Jonathan, when we ever were together, that's how we talk all the time.
As if it's completely normal.
Yes, yeah, it's completely normal.
It just happened.
Christy in Dawsonville. Hello, Christy.
Hello.
So, Christy, it's British for you, too.
Yes. Because it is the most awesome.
Okay, that's a little off, but
are you trying
maybe
to do it?
A little bit Irish.
It's better in your
maybe
own I'm... head.
Yes.
So,
maybe
Christy,
it is.
When does your accent come out of your head?
Mostly when I'm cooking, actually.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because that's when you're thinking the hardest. It's like, oh man, I forgot an ingredient. Exactly. I've got to go over here, and then I've got to go do this,
yes.
And then I've got to go do this.
I'm in the grocery store, it's even worse.
Oh yeah, girl, I feel you.
All right, so if it's breakfast in your head, do you just make a muffin, or do you make an English muffin? Like, what do you say? Because they wouldn't call it an English muffin, would they?
I don't know.
If you're cooking brunch for your flatmates, what do you make
for your flatmates? Well, I'd make some eggs, and I definitely have some mimosas, and I'm very Australian right now.
Carrie in Roswell does this.
Carrie?
Good morning.
Oh, this is amazing.
I talk all morning long, all day long with the girls in my office, and we just chat and chat and chat, and it's always in English.
You're really good at it, too. She said girls.
So it's like, it's like
Carrie, crush that. Carrie needs to join your crew.
Yes,
Lauren in Atlanta.
Hi, yeah, I think in a British accent.
All the time?
Not all the time, just some of the time.
This is fascinating. Y'all know that we
can't really talk in it.
You guys know that we won the war, right? Like, we threw all the tea into the harbor, and then it was over, and then we won.
July 4th?
Yeah. Megan Canton.
Hey there.
Do you think or speak in a British accent?
Both. I do, and I used to teach, and sometimes it would come out, and it would get the kids' attention right away.
Because they think that their teacher is losing it.
All right, talk to us like we're the class.
Hello, are you listening? Hello, are you there?
I'll do this on dates when I'm going down, like, the food menu, and I'm like, oh, a hamburger looks really good. And my date will be like,
fantastic.
What?
Tiffany in Flowery Branch.
Hello, darling. How are you?
You do this too?
I do it all the time with my friend. We'll be out randomly. I'm like, I would like the chicken tenders today. And she's like, righto. All the time.
Right away, guys. Tiffany. Right away.
I swear to God, we just have to stop this because the calls will not stop. Kim and Ackworth.
Hi, I speak in a British accent all the time. And now my 8-year-old daughter does it with me.
Does she know that it's an accent?
Yeah, she does. And so I dropped her off with her dad, and she's like, hello, dad. And he's like, why is she speaking British? And I'm like, I don't know.
Mumsy, give us a little bit of this accent.
Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. All right. Cheerio, Kim.
Cheerio.
Jim. Wow.
Strike up the band, will you? Maestro, we're going to need some hot tea.
I feel way better now.
Wow. We literally could go.
Every
all
single
morning.
Phone line is lit up.
Still.
With people who think in British accents.
Amazing. Well, well done, Kelly. Good topic for the radio show today.
Thanks.
Appreciate you and your mate Janine bringing us the subject.
Top of the morning to
you. Top
ya.
Of the morning. Radio 1, BBC. Bad teeth, but good music.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.